This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome a Friday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, and Max Power, who produces and engineers the show. 869-1240 is the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Sometimes the brain falters, folks. Sometimes.
What are we doing?
The brain falters. You haven't discovered that yet.
Oh, you're right. I've never had any senior
My brain
moments.
Never faltered when I was your age. It was as sharp as a tack.
I was around in those years.
No, seriously. Tell the people.
I have no idea. I didn't pay attention, nor did I care.
Tell the people what my brain was capable of back in the day.
Sheer brilliance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where do we start today? We could start with the scandal again. I mean, this thing is nuts.
Well, there's a lot going on.
What are they doing over there?
There's been nothing new on the scandal.
Tony La Russa.
Yeah,
Jack
but that
McDowell.
Was all made up garbage. He didn't even play for La Russa.
He did with the White Sox.
No, he didn't.
You sure about that?
I am 100% positive. McDowell's first year in Chicago was 87, and I think he was drafted in 87, and La Russa was gone in 86. So
you're giving this to these baseball players. A lot of
I'm not saying he's not telling the truth. I'm just saying he doesn't have any firsthand knowledge.
I don't know what you're doing.
He wasn't there, so he can't accurately.
I don't know why
comment.
You're defending these baseball.
I'm not
people.
Defending them.
We'll get with we'll talk some serious baseball with Richard Justice from MLB.com. And there's nobody more in tune with what's going on with the Houston Astros than Richard. He'll join us at 4:25. At 4:45, we'll talk about stalling in high school basketball with Joe Auer from Wichita Heights. A video's making the rounds. It's hard to...
Well, that happens all the time. Why are we focusing... Was it?
I just want to get his general views.
Okay.
On... Because it's awful. That's why. I don't like it. It's not basketball.
It's not fun. I don't think I could ever coach like that. Just go play the game. You're in high school. Have fun. Winning matters.
See how you do.
It's not everything.
See how you do. At 5:25, I'm hoping that our newest confirmation for the 150 for 150 event, Jill Bradney at the time was Jill Larson when she played at North, and she played everything. Volleyball, basketball, softball, track, went on to KU to become an All-American softball player, was a teammate of Lynette Woodard's at North. I hope we can get her today.
Well, I hope so too.
She was announced earlier this afternoon, and I go, you know, I go back so far with some of these people. That's 45 years ago for crying out loud.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
43 years ago that I last met or talked with Jill Larson. Here's Andrew, who I talk to every day. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Bob, how you doing today?
Doing wonderfully.
What's up?
I kind of wanted to talk about the holding of the basketball thing and the shot clock. You know, I was talking to my old high school basketball coach, not my coach, but the coach in Mulvane, Michael Abasolo, talking to him about it and see what he thought about it. You know, I just wanted to kind of see from a coach's perspective, from his side, what he thought about it. He said, you know what, it's a good way for the defensive to see who the better defensive team is. If you know you can't outscore them, then try to out-defense them, you know? Try to play better defense, and that's the way you can possibly win a game, you know?
No, I don't know. I'm sorry. You've never seen any other – listen, this is – basketball in the year 2020 and in many years previous is not a shot clock game. I mean, it is a shot clock game. It's not a hold the ball and – that's how it used to be when I was younger and we didn't know any better. But now it's a shot clock game. That's basketball, Andrew. So before you go to your old high school coach, call your old radio host right here to get the scoop.
You're really old.
I knew your take. I wanted to hear his. You know, I just wanted to see. I knew what your thought is, so I just wanted to get another side of the story.
What do you think?
He was thinking, you know, in my opinion, I think they should have a shot clock because that is the most boring thing to call and the most boring thing to watch because you're just sitting there like, okay, he's holding the ball. He's going to hold the ball for 3 minutes and then we're going to finally run a play. And if they don't want to include a shot clock, they should at least like include some rule saying you can hold the ball for this amount of time only, because basically a shot clock.
Thank you, Andrew.
You should do that. You guys have a good day.
Here's what was going on in the video. I'm sure you saw it because it's made the rounds. And my friend Harold Rule is the one that shot the video that's been all over Twitter. But what was going on in the video was that Bishop Carroll was holding the ball and Heights was not coming out to guard them.
Right. And Heights does that a lot in the past that I've seen, where they won't necessarily guard you if you're stalling. And I don't know if that's the right philosophy or if you should get up. I don't know.
We're going to get Joe Auer's thoughts. At 5:25, as I said, we're hopeful of getting Jill Larson. And at 5:40, five questions with Mark Marinelli, the defensive coordinator at Wichita Northwest High School, formerly the coach of Goddard Eisenhower.
And somewhere else, right? What's that? Clearwater, maybe? Was he?
Well, I don't know.
He was somewhere else.
I'm giving you everything I know about Mark.
Okay.
If you've got other knowledge, throw it in there.
I know he was a coach somewhere else.
Well, if you don't know where, don't
Heston?
Don't embarrass yourself.
I think it was Heston.
I mean, why even bring it up if you're not 100% sure?
Because this guy's had a few jobs around town.
Exactly. But if we don't know exactly what they are, we don't want to speculate.
Right.
What if it now wasn't Heston?
I'm pretty sure it was Heston.
Well, you guessed Clearwater before that.
Yeah, because I was thinking of the blue, and that's Goddard Eisenhower. So pretty sure it's Heston.
869-1240.
You want to know who next week's five questions
guest is? No, I'll get that from you later. Is it big news?
It's not huge news, but it's nice.
We have a little bit of breaking news as we start the show today, which is powered always by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter at Mercedes-Benz. Sad news, David Glass, the former majority owner of the Kansas City Royals, has passed away at the age of 84. Just months after selling the team and just, 4 years after winning a world championship. So David Glass, and who made his fortune with Walmart and, spent a lot of that money making the Royals a world champion.
Yes, he did.
That bothers you?
No, it doesn't.
Even the world, I know.
They won the World Series.
Why do you think I look right at you when I say
they won the World
like
Series? What am I supposed to do?
And I haven't even asked you about the Twins and Josh Donaldson.
Congratulations. Have fun nursing his calves for 4 years.
And when the Indians got Donaldson for the stretch run in 2017, you lit up like a firecracker.
Yeah, it was a nice.
You've never been happier.
Two seasons ago, he was worth the accusation.
And that's the year he was hurt.
Right.
Last year he wasn't hurt with the Braves, and he had a phenomenal year.
He's a scary player. I'm not looking forward to pitching to him, but we got the horses that can do it.
You're now picked third in the American League Central.
No, they're not.
Sorry.
The White Sox aren't better than the Indians.
I tell it like I see it.
And to insinuate that they are is insane.
I tell it like I see it. That's all.
How are they going to pitch?
What did I get right most recently that you were just astounded by?
Nothing.
Something.
I need you to understand baseball, though. This team has no speed, no defense, no bullpen, and an average rotation. Yeah, they're going to hit the ball out of the yard some. Maybe a lot. But that's all they can do. There's nothing else. There's no versatility.
Tim Anderson's very fast.
But he can't defend.
Luis
he's a horrible
Robert
defender.
Is very fast.
No, he's not.
What do you mean? Look at it. He's a 30-30 guy waiting to happen. Maybe a 40-40 guy. Do your work. Do your research.
Guy.
Steve joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Hello, Steve.
Hey, tell Jeff.
Well, he's Marinelli. Right here.
Steve, you can tell me. I'm here.
All right, Jeff. Marinelli was assistant out at Andale, actually.
But he had another head coaching job before Goddard Eisenhower.
I think it was Heston.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And for Jeff not to know that Mark Marinelli was a coach at Andale, his new home, is that absolutely astounding to me.
I came very close to pulling the trigger on an Andale hoodie today, and you will see me in one sooner than later.
Well, why don't we see you in one? Well,
you will.
Where was the hoodie?
Oh, you can go get them off Max Preps. You can order them and
stuff.
Why don't you go
over to Andale and say, hey, I'm moving out here, but a strong supporter. What can I get?
Because I want to show up at Andale. the first time with my gear already in place.
Yeah, you'd be more endearing if you just said, man, I got to have some Andale gear. Can you point me in the right direction?
32 homers, 36 steals for Luis Robert last year. Hardly a 30-30 type of player.
What's that?
Nothing.
What'd I just tell you?
32-30s, but who cares?
Maybe the best prospect in the game.
Probably is.
Here's Jim. Jim, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to do a 40-year-old brain check on you.
Let's go.
In baseball, who is Bob Bomarita?
Former Shocker player from St. Louis, Missouri. Third baseman.
Who did he play with?
Wichita State.
I know, but who was in charge? Who was the great player, his co-player?
Well, he played in the era of Joe Carter.
What are you asking?
Yeah, I mean...
I just verified. You're right. You do have a good brain.
Thank you, Jim.
I read in Ark Valley News, and 40 years ago, Kennedy and these guys had a big party up at the lumber yard. And that was 40 years ago this week. Kennedy had his show there.
Outstanding. I appreciate the info. You're not going to sneak a former Shocker baseball player by me. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Bob Bomarito.
Bob Bomarito.
Rito, yeah.
Bob Bomarito. I believe he wore number 10.
Don't know. That was Gene
Stevens.
No, that
was Gene Stevens. I believe Bob Marito wore a number with a zero. It might have been 20.
Well, that's the great Spike Anderson's number. Spike, and 30 was Joe Carter.
Right. I think it was 20. He didn't play with Spike Anderson.
I know. I was just thinking of any... How do you spell Bomarito?
Bomerito. He was a slugger.
No, that's not right.
Very good offensive player. And the thing that was most amazing about Wichita State is right out of the chute, they had an outstanding team. It wasn't like they started and they went 18-40. They had a good team the very first year.
Pretty impressive.
And then a really good team the next year. And by 1982, they were in the College World Series, having started the program back in 1978. Think about that for a minute.
I know. It's incredible.
So in their fifth year of existence, they were in the College World Series. And in their third year of existence, they were in the NCAA tournament.
Kind of like the Florida Marlins, in the fifth year of their existence, won the World Series.
Give me a little update on Bob Bomarito.
I'm trying to find some information here. And I will, so don't worry about it.
He was part of that crew with the likes of Kurt Bradbury, I believe. Although Kurt may have come a little bit later.
Maybe.
But Bob Bomarito.
I'll get you some information by the end of this segment.
Well, I wish we'd have it immediately.
Well, I got to get into their fact
That's
book.
What the big
it's
time
PDF,
shows
it's
do.
It's 1,000 pages. No, they don't.
The big time shows have a guy working on this stuff.
Max?
Max, that's not Max's job. That's your job.
Right, and I'm trying.
What you're called on this show is support staff.
Okay, then I can walk out anytime, I assume.
Oh, I love that.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. I make myself laugh at times.
It's not that funny.
So the question on Twitter today, the Cindy OHRO Twitter poll, has to do with Jose Altuve. And this is a little bit shocking to me. So you've probably seen the video with Jose Altuve grabbing his shirt as he approaches home plate after his big ALCS homer off Aroldis Chapman. What do you think he's doing when he grabs his shirt? 3.9% say he's trying not to embarrass his wife. 1.7% say he's shy. 21% say there's some other reason. 73.5%. Now, I know these things aren't scientific. Say he's hiding a wire.
I don't know.
But isn't that...
And Bob Bomarito wore number 20.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what were his career numbers?
I don't know.
You put that away already?
I don't have his career numbers. I have that he played there.
It's
That's
at GoShockers.com.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. You know what? You're not even supporting this staff anymore.
Why would his career numbers be at GoShockers.com?
Because you go to the baseball tab and you go to staff. That's what you do. I mean, do I have to do everything?
Really? So you think 1980 stats will be up there?
Absolutely. They got them for every player that's ever played in the program. I've used it extensively over my career.
Well, how about that?
I mean, it's a well-known fact, man.
They have overall stats.
You are struggling today.
Invalid data. See, you have no idea what you've gotten yourself into.
What do you mean?
These stats aren't available. Go find them then. Good luck.
Oh, I love it when the old boomer shows you up. You know that?
Go find them.
You're darn right I'll find them.
I'm waiting.
I'm getting through them. This is more trouble than the career numbers of Bob Bomarito are worth. It's killing our audience.
No, it's not.
It's painful.
No,
to those
they want
listening.
To know, they want to know that you can't find these stats.
Well, you're out of your mind if you think I can't find them, and I'm within seconds of having them.
No, you're not.
I am.
You are not.
Bob Bomarito. Seconds. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
Here they go. Here they are.
Yeah, here there they are.
Bob Bomarito played from 1978 to 1981. He missed all of the 1979 season.
How'd you
find
them?
Apparently with an injury.
Where did you go to find them?
He batted .418 in his career. .418 in his career, ladies and gentlemen. And he played in 183 games. So 49 doubles, 22 home runs, 180 RBIs. In the very first year that Wichita State brought baseball back under Gene Stephenson in 1978, Bob Bomarito batted .431 with 13 homers and 86 runs batted in. There you go. There's your Bob Bomarito update. I told you I'd get it for you. And the support
just
staff.
Just tell me where you went to find them.
I told you, GoShockers.com.
I'm on it. Statistics. Stat archives.
The next person.
Oh, individual careers. Oh, there they are. Okay. That was easy.
The next person who calls me a boomer after that exchange, I'm going to knock them out.
Is that so?
Right. So what? Give me your real answer here. Honest to goodness truth, was Jose Altuve wearing a wire when he hit the home run in Game 6 to win the ALCS?
I don't know.
Against Aroldis Chapman. Just tell me, yes or no.
I don't know. I have no idea.
What's your feeling?
No. My feeling is no.
So then that begs the question, because I have to ask the follow-up. Why was he so adamant about not having that shirt ripped off? Wait a minute. This is a multifaceted question. Why was he so adamant about that? And then why did he go immediately into the dugout, down through the tunnel, take off that jersey and come back up wearing a t-shirt?
You are
the biggest home run this guy will ever hit. And he's running to the clubhouse? Come on, man. Give me a break.
You're looking for straight up confirmation bias. You think it, so you're going to look for any and all reason that it could have happened.
But explain that behavior.
Why did we need an explanation at the time?
No other Astro went into the clubhouse and changed their shirt.
But did we need an explanation at the time? Did anyone say, "Well, that's weird"?
Yeah, Ken Rosenthal asked him.
Right, asked him why he didn't want his shirt torn off.
Right,
but Ken Rosenthal didn't even see it. So
right, his producer told him to ask the question.
Right,
and he did. And Jose Altuve said something like, "Well, I'm a shy."
My wife didn't like it.
What's his wife throwing his wife under the bus? Are you kidding?
Well, should Ken Rosenthal then have said why? Why would she be upset about
Ken Rosenthal had just witnessed one of the biggest home runs in postseason.
So his follow up
season
proof.
History. He's not thinking clearly about. Could this be a cheating thing?
Right, because and nobody was.
Now
we can point to just about anything. Now they're talking about a piece of tape.
I cannot believe you're defending these people.
I'm not defending, but I'm just saying it's easy for lack of actual evidence that anything like that was happening to just go point at any suspect moment and say that it was. I'm no fan of the Astros. I hate the Astros. Always hated the Astros.
We all have high opinions of Jose Altuve until this. If you don't think that was cheating, I got some land for you. We'll be back in a minute. We'll talk more Astros, more baseball, with Richard Justice from MLB.com. He's a columnist, formerly at the Houston Chronicle for many years covering the Astros. We'll get his opinion on a lot of this. Next, The Drive on KFH.